All right, good to see everybody. It is Thursday night. We are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Get to do my favorite thing tonight, hop it right into vaccines. Let me say it to everybody in the chat because I've got a stack here of vaccines. Let's just go ahead and put the bets out. How many think I'm going to get past the vaccine section of the show tonight? I got vaccines, then I got a Trump section, then I got my Democratic Party section. So how many think I'll get past phase one?
No.
Aaron's voting no.
No.
Will's it no? You can let me know in the chat. All right, let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Let's start right here. Waterline 46 is on. Uncle Wally's on. K4 VMS is on. Dead Plant is on. Buckeye Nut is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Linesman Sin is on. Sexy Pony's on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Jules 21 Hours, I got your card. Thank and everything you gave me. Thank you so much for all of that. Really appreciate it. Got it today. Thank you so much. Let me see. Those Jesus People is on. JG CK is on. Guitar Glenn is on. The Great T1AU is on. USA Abigail is on. Richard Perry is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Steph Toms is on. Linemanson is on. Granite 2468 is on. Agravain is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Blade Runner is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Let me see. Sergeant Nick is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Scrolling down. JD Joy 25 is on. ED209H is on. Jim Brody is on. Let me see here. Mike Griffith is on. Uncle Wally is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Let me grab two or three more. Sunwoo 45 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Let me grab one more. Let me find one more person I haven't said yet. Let's find them here. Scrolling down. Hefner is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So, title of the show, RFK Jr. Scorches Capitol Hill. It's always very hysterical to me to watch these people. And everything that I say, there's a deep dive of 30 minutes. I'm not going to do it. But whether it's Wyden or any of the other clown puppets that were up there, senators that were questioning RFK Jr., what the bottom line of their questioning of RFK Jr. is, how dare you assault the status quo? Now, here's the thing. If the status quo works really well, then you shouldn't attack the status quo. Would everybody agree?
Yep.
If the status quo works well, you know, there's no disease. If our average lifespan was increasing, we didn't have a obesity pandemic. People are now starting to die of Ozempic also. And everything was working great. And the COVID pandemic, and again, I could go on just a 30-minute diatribe, but I just always want people to know I don't buy into it that it's a pandemic. I don't even wholeheartedly believe that COVID-19 exists. Just so you know, I don't even know if it really exists because nobody outside of these agencies, these 3- and 4-letter agencies, have ever even seen COVID-19 under a microscope. I mean, outside of the United States of America. So but again, if the pandemic had been handled perfectly, and I'm not even talking about deaths because there were no excess deaths during the epicenter of the pandemic. The excess deaths began as a result of the mitigations to the pandemic, especially the vaccine. If the vaccine was perfect and, you know, everybody who got it couldn't get COVID, couldn't transmit COVID, you know, that's one thing. If everything that they propagated worked, that would be one thing. But what they're saying, RFK Jr., is how dare you fire all of the people that lied about the vaccine? They didn't lie. Everybody that had anything to do with the vaccine had a financial interest in the vaccine. I mean, in every single corner of our government, whether it's Congress, 75 members of Congress own stock in Pfizer, then mandated the vaccine. Okay, the FDA is financed, 44% of their financing comes from the people they regulate. How can you regulate the people that pay your paychecks?
Right.
I mean, how exactly can that be? When you're on CNN, you're supposed to tell the truth about vaccinations when 90% of your revenue is coming from Pfizer? And by the way, that's not just CNN. Of course, that's basically the governmental arm, the governmental media arm, the Goebbels media. But it's the exact same thing in the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, every single government agency having to do with medicine or medical care. They are not only influenced by Big Pharma, they're owned by Big Pharma, they're financed by Big Pharma. All the government officials vacillate between Big Pharma and government, Big Pharma and government. I mean, Scott Gottlieb, again, is on the board of Pfizer and was part of mandating the vaccination. And he's now on the board of Pfizer, also came up with the ridiculous 6-foot distancing rule. So it's amazing that all of these people up there went, if things were going well, then you could say, how dare you fire these people? Well, the reason why they're saying this, and by the way, they know it's not going well. It's just like when they attack, when Elon Musk is there, especially Doge, how dare you cut our government? It's $37 trillion in debt. Ought it not to be cut? And again, if we had all really benefited from that $37 trillion, that would be one thing. It still would not be a good argument for keeping the debt and deficit spending. But at least we could all say, well, it worked well for a while. Now let's tighten our belt. But they'll sit there and they'll defend something. They're like, we can't cut that spending. We cannot cut circumcisions in Mozambique. They're all defending it. Every last one of them, they're all defending right now. We can't deport these child rapists without due process. They don't get due process. They're an illegal. Due process has to do with Will, has to do with Aaron, has to do with me, has to do with you. We get due process as American citizens. They do not get due process. I mean, we all need to just say this stuff out loud now. No due process for you. None. Yeah. None. You're an illegal. Your only due process is, are you an illegal or are you not? Once we find out you're an illegal, deportation. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. It doesn't matter. You're deported. And these people will defend these nonsensical, illogical hills. They'll die on these hills because they don't qualify as a Democrat unless they do. They're actually, love of money is the root of all evil. They will not get any campaign financing unless they die on ridiculous hills, unless they defend illogical points. I mean, nonsensical, illogical points. They have to defend them. Like, they will sit up there and say, to this day, they'll say the vaccine worked. To this day, they'll say 4 law enforcement officers died on 1/6. They're still saying it. They know it's not true. They know every last bit of it's not true. They know that the masks that they mandated don't work, but they're still not retracting those statements or their opinions. Every wrong opinion that I have, that I know, that I've had, that I know about, I got rid of. Every last one of them. Now, that doesn't mean I don't, listen, there's probably some areas in my life right now where I'm wrong. Wrong about myself, wrong about my behavior, whatever it may be. But anything that I have actually known about and I found out I was wrong, I said I was wrong and I'm no longer going to think that way or I'm no longer going to do those things. You can't do that and qualify to be a 2025 Democrat. You have to be up there attacking RFK Jr. for getting rid of a status quo that doesn't work. I mean, imagine being up there defending the COVID response in the United States of America. And again, you can go one of two ways with that. You can go the false way, which is there was 1 million people died. Okay, let's go that route. Okay, let's all Aaron, let's play pretend. Will, right, everybody yep. watching, let's all play pretend for a minute. We're all going to go to Neverland. Yeah. Not Michael Jackson's Never. We're all going to go to Neverland. By the way, Michael Jackson was innocent. That was all lies too. Yep. Just deep dive in any of all lies for different reasons. But let's all pretend that 1 million Americans died of COVID. They say 1.2 million Americans died of COVID. Let's all pretend that's the case. So if 1.2 million Americans died of COVID, let me just attack the argument for just a second, because before I go to Neverland, let me just attack it. Why didn't we have 1 million extra deaths?
Right.
I'm just curious. Over those 4 years, 15 days to flatten the curve, why is it that we didn't have 4 million excess deaths? I mean, 1 million excess deaths. Why? They never were there. Excess deaths began only after the vaccines came out. So over 2020, when we are at the epicenter of the pandemic, where you had both the Alpha and Delta variant come about, why is it that we had no excess deaths at all? But we didn't. Not one. That all started in excess tests, strangely, started in February of 2021. In every nation on the planet who had no excess tests prior to the vaccine. Nobody died of COVID. Nobody. But let's all pretend that 1 million people did. Let's all pretend that 1 million people died of COVID. Okay, so how do you, these people on Capitol Hill, you're defending that response? Because, I mean, RFK shouldn't try to change something? We had 1 million people die of COVID, even though we know that didn't happen. So you're even if you use their nonsensical argument that a million people in America died of COVID, I hear them say it over and over again, and I even hear people who are on the semi-right or even right side of COVID still quote that stat that's completely erroneous. But you're going to defend the response to a virus that cost a million Americans their lives? I mean, imagine that. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. How dare you change anything that caused the deaths of a million Americans? You can't change it. That response was so perfect that, you know what, you cannot change the status quo. And now we all know that didn't happen. What RFK is actually attacking is the fraudulent nature of the response to COVID-19, which was masking, didn't work. Social distancing doesn't work. And they don't only don't work. First of all, again, let me cross this bridge. There was no need for any of it to work. There was nothing to be afraid of to begin with. We never needed to social distance. We never needed to mask. And even though I know those things don't work, there was never a need for any of it. There was never a need for anything but all of us just to walk around and be normal.
Yep.
And a normal flu season. Because the same amount of people died that year as the flu season. And the only thing that they found under the microscopes, American scientists, under the microscopes so far outside of the CDC, FDA, and NIH, the only thing they found right now under the microscopes, because there's a lawsuit going on right now where scientists are asking for samples of COVID-19 from the FDA, from the CDC, from the NIH. And they won't send it. Aaron, it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They won't send it.
Wonder.
The only thing they found during that time from samples of COVID-19 was flu A, flu B.
Oh.
That's weird. And the same amount of people died as a normal flu season. Hmm. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, that's exactly what's happening. So if you're RFK Jr. and you're up there and it's Ron Wyden talking, he looks like death warmed over. He looks like the skeleton from every movie that has a walking skeleton in it.
It's true.
I mean, from a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 vaccination, I'm sure he's lined up, can't wait to take his COVID-19 vaccination for the fall. He looks like death. They all look, have you ever noticed how all the vaccinated, they're aging at an exponential rate?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not good. They deny the 35 million excess deaths worldwide since the vaccine rollout. They deny the 32% increase of excess mortality in the working cohort in America. And they're up there saying, these things save 2 million lives. Oh, show us. I would love for you there. And they're always questioning RFK Jr. Prove to us the statistical data that you espouse. Well, prove to us the statistical data that you espouse. Because that's just a Democratic talking point. They can't prove that this vaccine saved 2 million lives. What numbers are you pulling from that this would have happened? And because of the vaccine, it didn't happen. Just show me what the empirical data is, the studies, because RFK produces one study after another. They produce nothing but Democratic Party talking points. So, Tom, are you saying that taking a medical stand is now part of a political stand? Absolutely, when it has to do with tyranny. Because it ushers in vaccine mandate infrastructure is the CBDC infrastructure, the social credit system infrastructure. Putting out, having to be able to track vaccine passports is now what was all purposely put in place. If all of us would have fallen for it right now, what we would have is a 57 shot regimen that all of us would have to take. You'd have your vaccine passport, which would include everything. Your ability to, not only your vaccine passport, your regular passport, all your credit cards, all your digital currency, because cash would already be gone right now. If the crazy 20% unvaccinated in this country, 80% of America took at least one shot, the 20% of us that didn't, our stand enabled us right now to not have a worldwide COVID vaccine passport, which would have just turned into a global passport where you could not buy, sell, trade, or travel without having your QR coded mark of the beast on your phone, eventually on your right hand or on your forehead, Revelation 13 and 14. So the purpose for the vaccine mandates was to put vaccine passports was to put in the infrastructure for CBDC and social credit systems. Mission accomplished. It would already be fully in place if it wasn't for us 20% red-pilled people. And for those of you that are watching that are vaccinated, those of you that have now turned from that ridiculous totalitarian ideology. So that's all these people are attacking RFK Jr. It's amazing that what it is that they're saying. You have a ridiculous system, $37 trillion in debt. Don't touch it. A ridiculous system where we've had disease increase, Life expectancy shortened. Everybody's obese. And you know what? Don't touch that great system. Don't touch it. You have an autism rate now where it's 1 in 36 and it used to be 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 36 kids. And it used to be 1 in 10,000. Maybe it was even more, maybe it was 1 in 30. Maybe it was 1 in 30. I can't remember. But I'll just, at one point it was. So, I mean, there you go. So that's where we're at. And don't touch that system. I mean, now, I'm jumping ahead of myself because you're going to see it on some of these slides. Well, you have to have 72 shots by the time a kid's like 10. 72 shots. With me, it was three. And the autism rate has gone from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 36. And they say, don't touch that system. It's great. I mean, can you imagine? That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, is to defend the nonsensical as if it works. To defend something that is absolutely not working as if it is working. Something that's completely and totally, a system that's totally incompetent. I'm going to defend its competence. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Carly Bonet video. Jesse Waters goes off. Play for me.
Junior, they don't look like they're in excellent health.
No, Wyden looks terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's probably the best looking one out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, these people oversaw an obesity epidemic, a birth rate plummeting, testosterone plummeting, autism skyrocketing, and they did nothing about it. And then they get on TV and they act like this guy is the bad guy. This guy was hired to clean house. If he came in and didn't fire anybody from these agencies, he should be fired. That's what this whole agenda is about. You take these people who industry puts there, they rubber stamp everything from food additives to vaccines, so it's profitable for the industry, and then they destroy any evidence that a study has. He came out and said they were destroying evidence of a study that showed black kids were getting side effects from a shot they didn't need, and the Democrat senators didn't even care. They accused him of killing people. And it's sick because they're saying he's anti-science. All he's saying is we're going to put in some unbiased scientists. They're going to look at the facts. And if it's still okay to have these shots at a young age, and if it's still okay for some of these drugs to be prescribed, that's fine. We just want to look at the underlying data. And that's not controversial. In fact, that's the scientific method. And the people that are saying this guy's anti-science were double masking. They were face shielding. They were shutting down beaches and parks and schools. And they actually think Joe Biden's healthy. And they think you can power the world economy with windmills, Greg, with windmills.
Yeah, they think Joe Biden is healthy. And they know that's a lie, though. Again, you have to always understand these people are not ignorant. They're stupid. Stupid is knowing better and espousing it anyway. So they think Joe Biden is healthy. They think girls are guys and guys are girls. They were having people arrested for paddleboarding alone off the coast of California without a mask on and when the beach was closed. They're responsible for having rules in place where you couldn't mountain bike alone in Oregon during COVID-19. Don't attack that system, though, because it's so great. If anybody tries to take down that system, and again, believing their false numbers, that system that killed a million Americans, according to them, which it didn't, of course. It was just a system that never needed to be in place. It was rules that never needed to be there. That's what needs to be attacked. It gets very dichotomous. It gets very kind of murky. But what it is they want a system in place that regulates behavior that doesn't need to be regulated so they can control everybody. In a very general idea, that is what they want. Very general concept, that's what they want. So don't touch that great system that's in place that's going to usher in further totalitarianism as we go down the road. That's what they actually want. And again, I keep finding out more and more, credit Thomas Rentz on this, no vaccine has had the proper trial. None. I thought it may have been just child vaccines. No. Thomas Rentz, attorney, and follow him on Twitter, one of the great COVID heroes out there. None. None of, no vaccines. Now, if you want to put a child aspirin on the market, if you want to put aspirin on the market, I mean, you got to do double blind placebo trials for 10 years. But if you want a vaccine, you're going to just inject a Bill Gates said we just put it in them. We just inject the organisms right into their arms. You want to do that? No problem. They have complete indemnity. The Pfizer, Moderna, the big pharma companies, they have Gilead, they have complete indemnity. They can't be sued.
Yep.
They just jam it right in your arm. That's weird how that is, too, isn't it? And by the way, who gave them that indemnity? Oh, the politicians that they pay for their campaigns. That's who it is. The politicians that they enrich. You're like, they can't enrich them because they're paying for their campaigns. Oh, really? All you got to do is, you know what? All I do is this. I'm running for senator of, I'm running for senator of one of the Senate seats in Florida. I'm deciding I'm going to bend over, spread them wide for Pfizer. So I'm going to have to put together a PAC money that I'll get $3 million. Oh, you know what? I'm going to hire my son to be security for $500,000. And I'm going to have my wife buy my ads for me and be a consultant. So you know what? Basically that $3 million goes where? Into the Lipley household in the name of a campaign. That's exactly what's going on. Yep. That's exactly how they end up with indemnity. Is Ron Wyden, Senator Wyden, he is so bent over, there ain't nothing left between his butt cheeks. It's been worn out. It's been railed for so long. He's been used and abused and thrown out of the limousine for, look at him. It's obvious that there ain't nothing left for the man. So he goes up there and he shills for the people that benefit him. That's it. He doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't care about anybody. But anyway, not one vaccine, not one on the market, has had a double-blind placebo trial. Not one. What does that mean? That means simply this. And RFK Jr. said, except for COVID. He said, all of them except for COVID. The only problem with that is even RFK doesn't always get it right. You're like, Tom, you're saying that you know something he doesn't? Yeah, I am. Because I do. Because what happened in the COVID trial, he probably just hasn't got to the data yet. And he's still espousing, by the way, very, very ignorantly, that the very first vaccine that was perfectly matched with the alpha variant did some good. He's still RFK Jr. is espousing that. No person is perfect, okay? But he's completely wrong because by the time that came out, alpha was gone. I mean, come on, RFK. But anyway. But there was no double-blind placebo trial for COVID-19. Why? Because as soon as they got the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, out of the DOD, Aaron, keep me out of that. I can't go into the DOD. That's 45.
Don't do it.
So anyway, DOD opt, so you get an EUA. That's how you do it. Go through the military. It's exactly what happened. As soon as they got that, what did they do with the placebo group? Again, just so everybody knows, and I'm not, you have a life, I don't, so you may not know these things. Placebo means the group that thinks they're getting the vaccination but isn't. And then you have the other group, the subject group, that is receiving the vaccination. So anyway, what happened was as soon as they got the EUA, they injected the entire placebo group.
Yep.
Aaron and I know, we put it out. It wasn't just Alex Jones. I mean, I wasn't even watching Alex Jones at the time. I didn't start watching Alex Jones till a couple years ago. But anyway, everybody put that out. It's in the vaccine trial. I mean, it's in the Pfizer vaccine developmental data.
Yep.
They injected all of the placebo group. Why would they do that? So then you don't have one. Because then you don't have anybody to compare it to. Because then you don't have the problem of, well, everybody's dying in the vaccinated group and nobody's dying in the placebo group. Now, they had early on a placebo group. And guess what was happening? None of them were getting COVID and none of them were dying and none of them were miscarrying, but everybody in the vaccinated group was, and it's all in the data. And the Ron Wydens of the world said, don't attack that system. Don't attack that system. Let's leave it in place. All these people dying. Just leave it in place. 28 out of 32 women miscarried. And what did they call that? A vaccine side effect which naturally resolved itself. And Ron Wyden defends that. And RFK Jr. attacks it and he goes, Ron Wyden, don't attack that system. Don't attack it. Don't attack the system that just bold-faced lies and wants to keep their vaccine developmental data sequestered for 75 years. All right, let's go to the next one. Robert W. Malone tweet. Here's one of the absolute monsters of the world is Paul Offit. He is a pharma whore who espouses vaccine opinions totally and completely in favor of his benefactors. So Paul Offit is on, right here, Paul Offit was on, now fired by RFK Jr. Dr. Paul Offit has been removed from the FDA's VRB, we need to get way past these daggum acronyms, PAC, Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee Board. Thank you, Secretary Kennedy. Why would he do that? Because Paul Offit actually gets patents for components of vaccines and then recommends the vaccines to children. And he makes $100 million doing it. Should he be on the board then, Aaron?
No.
Should he be on the board, Will? Should it be on the board, my brothers and sisters watching right now? Should it be? If you're going to financially benefit from the profit that from the materials or the vaccines, whatever portion of the economy that you're regulating, you shouldn't be regulating it. If you're going to profit from the area of the economy that you're regulating, you shouldn't be regulating it. But that's what Paul Offit has been doing for years. He knows he's going to make $10, $12, $30, $40 million off of putting this on the child vaccine recommendation list, which then becomes a mandate because it's CDC recommended. So all the schools say the CDC recommended, it becomes a CDC mandate to the schools and kids can't come in. So Paul Offit ends up selling all of his vaccines through his own mandates. That's who this guy is. Knowing the entire time that many of them harm children. That's why we have gone up. It's for personal profit. That's why we've gone up from three or four vaccinations, which never should have been any of them. God is better. Your immune system is better. It's better than any vaccine. Never touch it. That's why you should never dam any rivers. Nothing. Let it be. God knows better. Let it be. He knows exactly what he's doing. But anyway, that's exactly what's been happening in this entire industry. The reason why we went from 3 to 57 vaccinations, 73 vaccinations now, is because everybody wants their piece of the pie. You know what? I'm a scientist. I'm going to say this is beneficial for kids. I'm going to get it through lobbying and through the proper campaign contributions. I'm going to get it on the recommendation list, which inherently makes it mandated. And now I'm going to make millions. And those are the people on this board. They're the ones, and everybody who doesn't profit actually had already left the board. The only people that were still on the board when RFK Jr. took office were the people that were financially benefiting from their recommendations, which become mandates. So bye-bye, Paul Offit. Let's go to the next one. Dr. Wojak video, RFK Jr. just exposed Paul Offit. Play for me.
Well, you know, this change, Martha, has been a long time coming. In 2002, the Government Oversight Committee held hearings about ACE that lasted almost a year, and they issued a scathing report about the institutionalized conflicts of interest and corruption. One of the examples they gave was that 4 out of the 5 members who voted to recommend the rotavirus vaccine to this schedule had a direct financial interest in that vaccine. One of those individuals voted to add it to the schedule, and then he subsequently sold his vaccine. He owned and developed this, a guy called Dr. Paul Offit, sold his share, his patent on the vaccine for $186 million. So he said he won the lottery because of his vote. That panel found that 97% of the people on the committee had conflicts of interest. This is a committee that has, we've gone up from 11 vaccines in 1986. Today, children get between 69 and 92 vaccines before they're 18. Not one of those vaccines is ever
really high. Those are not all mandatory.
Those are all mandatory. And the reason there's 69 to 92 is some of the brands require 3 doses. Okay. Some of them require 4. But none of them have been safety tested, except for the COVID vaccine, the only vaccine on this schedule that has gone through placebo-controlled trials prior to licensure was the COVID vaccine. So nobody has any idea what the risk profiles are on these products. And we don't know whether they have anything to do with the epidemic of chronic disease. Almost all the chronic disease, these are products that are designed to deregulate your immune system, to change your immune system for life. And we are now having an epidemic of immune dysregulation in our country, and we don't have an idea, but we have to investigate to see whether that has anything to do with it.
So if you're a Democrat and you're sitting on Capitol Hill in that Senate hearing with RFK Jr., you're espousing, you know, we had 11 vaccinations in 1986. I was born in 68. I got no more than 3. It was 11 in 1986. That's when I graduated from high school. 11 then, and now it's 92. 92. I thought it was 73 because it's 69 to 92. Because they only some of them they only count as one vaccination. When you actually get three vaccinations, it counts as fully dosed. It's fully vaccinated. So it's we're just going to use the high number. 92. Now it's 92. And a Democrat in 2025 is, don't touch that system. I mean, we've only gone from autism rates of 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 36. Don't touch that system. It's so good. It's so good. Don't touch it. Leave all of the people that made those decisions that have risen our autism rate to that level, leave them all in place because of the great job that they're doing. Leave them in place. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And then you have the corruption in and of itself. The people that made the decision for the rotavirus vaccination, which is useless, leave it up to God. What I mean by that is your immune system. And then also leave it up to God. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You don't want to get sick, bind illness for forever in Jesus' mighty name, and you will never get sick again. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, John 14, 14. But anyway, 97% of the board members that Democrats want to all leave in place that recommended, which becomes a mandate. I want everybody to understand that real quick. When what happens is with the CDC, they make a recommendation. They have a recommendation list for children. Recommendation vaccination list. Every school district in the country takes that recommendation list and mandates it for entry into their school system. Understand that. So they all know that's what it's going to be, and they can all hide behind the word recommendation. We don't, once again, Aaron, we didn't force anybody.
No, I mean, no.
We just recommended it. Yeah. They all know that all the leftards that run all the school districts in the country are now going to mandate it because they're profiting off of it too. It's all about Democratic Party members profiting. That's all that life is all about in the United States of America. And the sycophantic Republicans that continue to flow downstream with that ideology. But anyway, 97% of the board that recommended the rotavirus vaccination, which is useless to children and killed children, had a financial interest. In other words, they profited off of the product that they're recommending. They're profiting off the product that they're regulating. Paul Offit himself. Remember, when you have a deal with vaccination, you got 30 or 40 patented, lovely, beautiful items inside of that vaccination. You know, like HB40, things like the little patented things inside there. So Paul Offit sold his patent for the rotavirus vaccine, $186 million. And he called it a windfall and then mandated it to every school district in the country. So the person who's going to make $186 million if he mandates it, and nothing if he doesn't, what exactly is he going to do? He's going to mandate it, right? I mean, that's exactly how it works. All right, let's go to the next one. Vigilant Fox video. Holy smokes, Callie Means exposes Paul Offit to Paul Offit's face. Play it for me.
Trust in public health? No, it's the public health leaders themselves. It's people defending with the record that's happening to health at HHS why cuts are bad. Of course we should make cuts. Of course the personnel should be changed. What's causing distrust in public health authorities is conflict of interest, like Dr. Offit taking millions of dollars from pharmaceutical makers like Merck while approving and recommending pharmaceuticals on ACIP committees. It's the fact that Dr. Offit's saying that science is always settled when he himself has approved vaccines that have been recalled for causing organ failure for kids. And it's the fact that Dr. Offit is talking about measles, which is important. And I want to be clear, Pamela, I don't want to get this out. It's important. But there were 300 deaths from measles a year before the invention of the vaccine. We have 38% of children right now having prediabetes. Bobby is focused on that. He's focused on reorganizing the department. Mm-hmm. And that's what we should be talked about. Not this.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We'll go back to front. If you're sitting here, you're like, okay, I am a health official. So if I'm a health official, Aaron, what do you think I should be focused on?
Health.
Okay, yeah. Health, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Crazy concept. So yeah. I'm going to be focused on health.
Wild.
Right, crazy. It's wild to actually do your freaking job, right? So here's the thing. So you're going to focus on basically nobody ever dies of measles. Oh, no, Tom, people died this year. It was put out in the news. Yes, yeah, put on CNN and all those. The measles deaths were just like COVID deaths. They didn't die of the measles. They had the measles, but it was a contributing factor to a comorbidity. Nobody died of the measles. Nobody. And at the epicenter of the measles, how many people were dying? Thousands? Tens of thousands? Less than 1,000? 900? Hundreds of millions? No, 300 people. In the entire United States of America, and at the time, at 200 million people in this country. And the highest death rate we ever had, highest death count for measles was 300. And our focus in the CDC is a measles vaccination? Why would that be? Because everybody mandating the vaccination is financially profiting off it. These are people, Tom, on government committees. They're all private workers, work for private companies on these subcommittees, personally profiting off of their governmental regulations, which is fascism, the combining, the merging of governance and corporatism. And you will hear, so that's in and of itself. So now you have people like Paul Offit focusing on four people that died of the measles that actually didn't die of the measles. When you have a huge amount of American children who now have pre-diabetes because everybody's what? Fat as a 2-ton hog. You seen the kids walking around? Go. I mean, don't do it for this reason. It makes you sound like a perv. But if you happen to find yourself at a water park sometime, okay, I mean, please don't be looking at the kids. I don't mean it that way, but I mean, seriously, look at where I've said this a couple times, but they actually just for fun, somebody set up a camera and they shot everybody walking in on a Black Friday sort of sale into like a Target. Then they videoed everybody coming in because this mass humanity. It literally is like a border crossing, illegal border crossing where it's like a legal border crossing where they're always saying we're here for the kids and the families and the women. Sorry to say, no, every single one of them is a military age man. Every single person was fat, with the exception of like one. Aaron and I used to count it when we'd watch them let in all these illegals. We'd count how many women are actually there. We'd find 1 out of 30. 1 out of 25, 1 out of 30 was actually a normal size human being. Everybody else is fat as a 2-ton hog. Fat. And what we're concentrating on is measles, which kills nobody and never has. And the only, even when they killed 300 people, why was it killing 300 people? Because at the time, poop was flowing down the streets. Poo-poo. Actually in the street. It wasn't underground. It wasn't in pipes. You poo-pooed and it went flowing down the street in a gutter. We had a very unsanitary society, so things spread. Why did the plague kill everybody? The plague was spread by fleas. Who had the fleas? Rats. Yeah. Right? That was the problem. You have simple sanitation. Lo and behold, everything goes away, which, by the way, that's what happened with everything. There was never a need for any vaccination. It was simply society fixing itself, and it went away. That's what actually happened. Everybody's lying about the effectiveness of these vaccinations. And Kylie Means calls out Paul Offit. The absolute height of hierarchical hypocrisy is Paul Offit denying via shaking his head that which is abjectly true. Paul Offit receiving millions of dollars for approving vaccinations that he financially profited from. He's Paul, you made $186 million off of one.
Yeah.
Off of one that you mandated to every school system in the United States of America, rotavirus. And Paul Offit makes all these statements. The science is settled, and then the science is settled on these childhood vaccinations. And then they cause organ failure and have to be brought back. They have to be recalled. But I thought the science was settled, Paul. See, side by side. The guy on the right, people like this, these effeminate men, don't trust these effeminate men. I'm trying not to be mean. You know, I'm supposed to be a pastor. I'm supposed to be nice. It's over. I'm not nice. I mean, it's over. It's just never going to happen.
Don't try.
I'm just not going to be nice. It just is what it is. Okay. If you're an effeminate man, stop being effeminate. Stop being an effeminate man. And if you aren't an effeminate man, or you are just an everyday American beautiful woman, don't listen to effeminate men ever. Don't listen to them. We've had effeminate men ushering us into wars, ushering us into pandemics, ushering us into depressions and recessions, effeminate men sending our kids to die in wars. Again, we need to stop listening to these effeminate men, because at their core, something's wrong. That's why they're effeminate. All right, Chief Nerd Video. Paul Offit starts talking about the effect of vaccination on pregnant women. Play it for me.
So practically, what do you think will be the outcomes of pregnant women not being able to get vaccinated against COVID?
What you'd like to see is you would like to see what is inevitable happening, which is that a pregnant person gets COVID, suffers severely or dies, and then there's a lawsuit against the federal government saying that they're I couldn't get this. I couldn't afford the vaccine, and I couldn't pay for it, and my insurance company wouldn't pay for it, and my doctor was scared to give it. And now, you know, I've suffered, or in the case of the family, this person has died, and they sue the federal government for what should be an obviously winnable lawsuit, which is that every other country considers this to be a high-risk condition. We don't. You made it much more difficult for me to get this vaccine, and I'm going to sue you for it.
So this man who claims to be a champion of health, says that what would be perfect to pimp and whore his vaccine out into the public is for a pregnant woman to not get it and die of COVID. And then her family sue the government, so the government then mandates it to everybody else. That's what this is. This champion of health wants somebody to die. Just leave off the TH, this champion of hell. That's who that guy is. That's his own words. So he would rather somebody die than take his vaccination than not take his vaccination that he personally profits off of. And here, side by side, this one for you. I just have to show you this person. Why are we ever listening to these people? That is him in the top left corner. That's him. He is a gay, I don't know, what is it, sadomasochistic warlord or something? Homosexual sado warlord? And this Dr. Dimitri Deskalakis, the former director, CDC, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease. You're gonna listen to a guy that straps himself down with his legs spread wide open with his leather suit on with some sort of chain meal across his face. Yeah. That's hooked to his what do you call those, Aaron? Those
like septum?
Yeah, septum piercings. Ugh. This is the guy that's going to give recommendation. Yeah, he buttons it all up for the TV. But when he goes home at night, he's got some sort of domineering man who straps him down and has lots of fun. Oh. that's who we're, again, don't listen to effeminate men. Don't listen to him. Cam's video, former CDC bigwig, Daskalakis is now shilling for Big Pharma, claiming, this is like this week or last week, claiming healthy, get this, Aaron, get this, well, six-month-olds need a COVID shot. Their underlying condition, being young. Now, let's add it up. Aaron, we're going to do this now.
Okay.
Find me every single six-month-old who's died of COVID on the planet since 2020.
Zero.
Zero. That's a fact. You can't find one juvenile. They can't find one kid who's died of COVID-19 in the world. But yet you have this health expert, former, thank God, director, CDC National Center for Immunization. So, director of immunizations is recommending that kids who never die of COVID, never are hospitalized with COVID, never get serious COVID, and never transmit COVID, get vaccinated. Why would that be? Because he personally profits off of it. That's why. You're like, well, is there a direct check from him? No, it's never direct checks. It's what? Everybody knows the three-letter word. It's NGOs. They end up facilitating money into the pockets of people like Dimitri here for fraudulently recommending vaccines that they personally profit off of. Play it for me, Will.
We're seeing the tip of the iceberg. So right now, I think probably the most prominent demonstration of that is what Secretary Kennedy did with changing the childhood schedule for COVID-19. In that, we were directed that only children with underlying conditions would be the ones that should qualify for vaccination. That's not what the data shows. Six-month-old to two-year-old, their underlying condition is youth. 53% of those children hospitalized last season had no underlying conditions. The data say that in that age range, you should be vaccinating your child. I understand that not everybody does it, but they have limited access by narrowing that recommendation. Insurance may not.
So I would just love somebody to explain to me, why would you uselessly vaccinate your child? I mean, I would like for somebody to explain to me why anybody gets a vaccination for a virus that has a 0.1% death rate, 0.1% death rate in a specific cohort. That's everybody else, nothing. 76% of people who caught COVID never knew they had it. 76% never knew they had it, and we have yet to be vaccinated against a virus that's that deadly that people don't even know they have it. Why would, I mean, again, and then why in the world would you recommend children get a vaccination against a virus that is absolutely no threat to them whatsoever? Nor is it a threat for them to act. There he is again. That's who's giving us advice. The good doctor in Plus magazine with a pentagram tattooed to his chest. Or is that some sort of necklace?
It's,
I don't know.
It's leather bondage.
Oh, it's leather bond. It's but it's better. I mean, that's better. It's better than it's leather bondage gear.
It's bondage gear. Yeah, that's fine.
What is he wearing again? A BDS?
A BDSM queen.
BDSM queen. Yeah. That's who's giving you health advice for your child.
Yeah.
For your child, who he would probably very, very likely have a sexual interest in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so that's who's giving us our health advice. No, I will never understand illogical thought. And everybody now that's on the left, and many even on the right that got vaccinated, they won't discuss it. They'll just deny reality, deny that there's 36 million excess deaths since the vaccine rollout worldwide. And that's only people with life insurance because it comes from the Society of Actuaries. Everyone's just going to pretend that it's just some sort of mysterious. There he is. These are the people giving us health advice right here, right here. This is them. And you should see the legislators in California, like Wiener. Apropos named Wiener, Senator Wiener out of California, who's made it lawful to anally rape 14-year-olds. Look at this. This is the guy. Everyone's going to listen to him? I mean, sadly, many, many Christians lined up and did exactly what Dimitri told them to do, as if they were the BDSM queen listening to him. I'll do whatever you say, master. Here he is. This is it. I mean, this is reality. Oh, there's nothing behind it. Yeah, there's something behind it. You know what it is? The Antichrist spirit. Bing, 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 right there. People listen to it. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. But most of the church lined up behind Dimitri's advice. 80% of America got at least one vaccination. Why would you ever vaccinate your child against a virus that's no threat to them? Why would you ever vaccinate, period? Yahweh, the creator, gave you the greatest vaccination in history, his immune system. And then he gave you the greatest gift of all, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of Jesus Christ. All you need to do is pray, Lord, prevent me from ever being sick again in Jesus' name, and you won't be. How dare you say that, Tom? Oh, it's just the Bible. Never let the Bible get in the way of your theology. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He receiveth, he that seeketh, findeth. And unto him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. I could go on. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Matthew 8:17. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. I can go on. Aaron believes I can speak for 3 hours without any notes.
Easy. Yeah.
I can go on. All right, but I'm not going to do that to you. Vigilant Fox video. Things got real at the RFK hearing. Senator Roger Marshall silenced the room as he revealed the shocking number of shots kids are expected to take by the age of 18. Play for me.
Behind me, yeah, I know it's going to be hard to see from there. I can barely read it. This is the current CDC recommendations for vaccines for children. On day number one, they get their first jab, a hepatitis vaccine. By the time they're 18 months, they've had 18 jabs. By the time they get to be able to vote, they have 76 jabs.
18 months. Let's focus on that one because we didn't before. Aaron, you got a baby boy. How old is he?
He just turned 10 months.
10 months old. How many times have you been vaccinated?
Zero.
There you go, baby. Trust God.
Yep.
God's got the best system. But by now, he's 10 months?
Yep.
He would have to have had for those, at least half of those vaccinations. He'd have to be vaxxed at least 9 or 10 times.
Yep.
9 or 10 times. Why? For what? They're vaccinating kids against sexually transmitted diseases. They're vaccinating kids for hepatitis. Why? I'm not going to say his name, but is Aaron's little baby who's going to be walking very soon, is he going to go and just happen to stumble on some needles? Is he going to go to a hepatitis-infected restroom? No. All right? There's no reason to ever vaccinate him. By the way, he doesn't need it anyway. The immune system is still better than the vaccination. 18 vaccinations by 8 months? One a month? What did it used to be? I mean, it used to be 3 for a lifetime. Now it's why? Because people are personally profiting off of it. And Democrats are protecting their profits of the people that are profiting off of it, because the people who are profiting off of it are the ones that are financing Democrats in their campaigns. That's what it's all about. And Republicans are wrapped in it too, but to a much lesser degree. Valerie Ann Smith video. It is a myth that vaccines are safe and necessary. Dr. Pierre Corey, play for me.
The myth of vaccines, that A, they are safe, and B, they are necessary, and that they eradicated childhood disease, that is a myth. They've never been tested for safety. There are no placebo-controlled trials. They always put in the control group the immunogens that's in the vaccine. So, right, so vaccines typically have a protein and then an accompanying substance, which you call the adjuvant or the immunogen, which stimulates an immune response. That those adjuvants, whether it be aluminum or other substances, those by themselves are dangerous. And so when you put that in the control group as well as the experimental group, and you say that the side effects are similar so that it's safe, it's a sleight of hand trick. It's extremely deceptive. People have been screaming about this on the sidelines, that for the last 40 years, they refused to do a true placebo-controlled trial, like with saline. And wow. The other thing that people have to recognize is, if you look at the history of all the childhood illnesses that we vaccinate against aggressively, they almost all were nearly eradicated before the introduction of the vaccine. We're all left with the impression that the vaccines stop childhood illnesses. That is not true. Almost all of them had reduced to extremely low levels due to sanitation and hygiene development and some antibiotics. But the truth about the vaccines is really stunning. And, you know, after the study of the history of the vaccines, their lack of safety, sudden infant death syndrome, which suddenly came out of nowhere as we suspended the schedule. Death syndrome, when does it occur? It's reproducible. It occurs at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. What else occurs at those? And most of those deaths are within either days to a couple of weeks of the vaccine. And so the true data and history of these childhood vaccines are so horrible that I've said in public that if I had my young children today, I will tell you they would not get a single vaccine.
As the year 1913 was a curse upon this country, and if I forget any of the accomplishments of 1913, I think I said 1913. Aaron, remind me, because 1913 we had added to America. Now remember, we had the glorious 137 years of pure prosperity. We were leading the world. We had so much money we didn't know what to do with it. No Americans in poverty. Nothing. Everything's great. I mean, literally everything was great. 137 years. 1776 to 1913. And in 1913, we added the following: the Fed, income tax, FBI, CIA, and got rid of tariffs.
Yep.
All in 1 year. As much of a plague as that was on America, vaccines have been worse and a plague upon the world and America. Since vaccines, before vaccines, you ever heard of SIDS? No. You know why? It didn't exist. Statistically speaking, it did not exist. There was no SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And then lo and behold, weirdly, after vaccines were rolled out for children, and you have, you know, Dimitri there, Discalakis, the BDSM queen, recommending that kids receive the COVID-19 mRNA gene-altering vaccination at 6 months, a virus they will never get, never transmit, never die of, and never be hospitalized for. But make sure you get vaccinated against it. Makes no sense whatsoever. But lo and behold, right when kids started to get these vaccinations, at 2 months, at 4 months, and at 6 months, and right after, because that's, what are those months? What is so prescient about those three numbers, 2, 4, 6, that's when they got the vaccinations. Lo and behold, kids had SIDS.
Yep.
Wake up in the morning and your 2-month-old's dead. You wake up in the morning, your 4-month-old's dead. You wake up in the morning, your 6-month-old, then they're perfectly fine before the vaccination. Everyone has even said before, how many times have I heard parents say, man, my kid got sick after that vaccination. You know what you never should get sick from? The remedy from a disease. I mean, listen, when you eat the way that I do, quiet, Aaron. Pepto-Bismol is around all the time, or something like it, Tums, whatever. You know what Pepto-Bismol never makes me feel like? Worse. It always makes me, you know what else is really good? Coke. When you're, it's actually used to keep it, they used to, seriously, they used to keep it in hospitals. Coke syrup for settling your stomach. Of course, it's just an excuse for me to drink another Coke. But anyway,
true.
But I'm just saying that you know what, when you're taking the product to help you with a specific medical issue, the solution for the medical issue should not enhance the symptoms of the issue. Would we all agree on that? When you take an aspirin, does it make your headache worse? I mean, it may not solve it, but it never makes it worse. But these kids, they take these vaccinations and now they're unhealthy after the vaccination, whether it's temporal or it's SIDS. So what we never had before vaccinations were the following acronyms: SIDS, VADS, SADS, and we didn't have autism. We had nothing before vaccinations. Now we have all of these things. Vaccine-induced AIDS, which is VADS, which is from mRNA, which eliminates your immune system, which I don't have time to get into because that's 30 minutes and we're at 10:03 already. SADS, which we didn't ever existed before the mRNA vaccination, the COVID-19 mRNA vaccination. We never had SADS before. That's sudden adult death syndrome. The number one cause of death in Alberta, Canada is unknown. Since the vaccine rollout, before the vaccine rollout, it had something else. It was either heart disease or cancer or a pneumonia or whatever else. Now it's unknown. You know why? Because of SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. 36% increase in excess mortality in the working cohort in the United States of America since the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. But let's recommend them more. Now, I always want to go back in time because I want you to see these. And Will, we're going to run both of these in a row. Both of these are Maze videos. March of 2021, CNN breaks the news. And then the second one, Biden mandated the vaccination for government workers. Play them for me.
We do have some breaking news. Drug maker Pfizer just announcing the results of its vaccine trial for adolescents. It says its coronavirus shot was 100% effective at preventing infection and sickness among 12 to 15-year-olds. This could be a major game changer for reopening schools across America. So joining us now is Dr. Chris Purnell. She's a public health physician and fellow at the American College of Preventive Medicine. Dr. Purnell, great to see you. 100% effective? Is that, John and I haven't heard numbers like that. Is that unusual to find that efficacy rate?
Well, that's even higher than what we were reported when we had 95% efficacy in adults. Look, we know these mRNA vaccines are a game changer. The technology is different. The technology is very promising.
I mean, it's 100%. I mean, you know, it does not get any better.
I want to emphasize that the vaccines provide very strong protection from severe illness from COVID-19.
The two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection.
So going back to front, Aaron, you can put it up anytime you want. Going back to front, Biden sitting there with Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, saying, if you get this vaccination, you're never going to get COVID. And then 1 year later, after Bourla himself avoided the vaccination for over a year, until he was called out publicly and then said he was going to take it, but it's never been verified that he actually did, because he didn't. But anyway, but we know Biden did, because Biden's already pre-existing cognitive decline got enhanced by 10 times because of the vaccination, that he got vaccinated at least 6 times. But I digress. So anyway, so imagine if that was you or me, all of us red-pilled people, all of us decent people, a lot of us Christian people. If we came out and said, you know what, you, as the president of the United States, out with this huge, huge platform, that, you know what, if you get this vaccination, you are never going to get sick. And then, I mean, shortly afterward, it came out that it doesn't stop transmission, doesn't stop infection. Wouldn't you come out and find a podium somewhere? Wouldn't you, and say those vaunted three words? Wouldn't you? I was wrong. Has any of them actually said it? Let me ask you this. Aaron will love this part. Any of the ARC Church Association of Related Churches, all the weak sauce, lukewarm churches, that all they talk about is God's grace, you can just keep on sinning and it's still God's grace. You can never repent of your sin and still go to heaven, those people, all of them, they'll say they don't believe it, but they never preach otherwise. All of those people that pimped and hoard vaccinations from their pulpits, have any of them ever come out and said they were wrong? Ever? Now, any of them? Ever? I mean, there's even people who claim they have. I don't want your claims. I don't want it said on some subdued interview.
Right.
I want it. If you're going to whore it from the pulpit, you need to repent from the pulpit. If you're going to whore a vaccine from the pulpit, if you're going to bend over and grab the bottom of your feet for the vaccine, you need to repent from the pulpit. But none of them have, not one. And don't hand me any of your crap about, you know what, my pastor really has. No, he hasn't. Has he said it from the pulpit in front of everybody? And week after week after work to make sure, because you know it's a different crowd like every week. You got your A team, your B team, your C team. A shows up every week, B shows up most of the time, and C shows up whenever they want. You got to make sure that you reach them all from the pulpit week after week after week. You need to go 6 months straight from the pulpit every Sunday. Like I gave for 2.5, 3 years of COVID-19 update every Sunday from the freaking pulpit, baby. You need to go up there. I was wrong. I hoarded the vaccine. I hoarded masks. I shut down this church. We had ridiculous, convoluted, absolutely asinine Zoom services. Hey, everybody. I know these are difficult times right now, but we're all going to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And here's where you can give.
True.
Whores. Absolute whores. Listen, send this to your pastor who has never repented. Send it to him. Send it. Here's my name, Tom Lipley, Foundation Church, 13,000 South Trail, Northport, Florida. Tell him to call me. I'll be happy to talk to him. Happy to talk to him. But they never will. You know why? Because they're cowards. Listen, when you're wrong, you come out and say you're wrong.
Yep.
That's what you do. You come out and say you're wrong. Then none of them do. Whether it's politics, where's Joe Biden? Has he ever come up to any podium anywhere and said, you know what? I hoard that the vaccine stops transmission and infection. And then I found out they never even tested it for transmission or infection. And Borla comes out, the developer of the vaccination, comes out and says it doesn't stop transmission and infection. Where are all the retractions? And then all of the people questioning RFK Jr. say that it saved 10 million lives, 2 million lives. How does it save 2 million lives when it doesn't stop transmission and infection? Oh, because it stops severe hospitalization and death. Prove that. From what study are you extrapolating that data from? I'd love to know. I would love, there isn't any. They were never testing people to see who was vaccinated and who wasn't when they were going into the hospitals, which Rochelle Walensky, the former head of the CDC, had to confess to on her exit out of the CDC when she was having to give testimony at a congressional hearing. Remember when they were saying the hospitals are flooded with the unvaccinated? Remember, Aaron, what was it? The summer of death?
Winter of death.
Yeah, winter of death because of the unvaccinated? How would they ever know when they were never testing anybody coming into the hospital? So these people are just lying, just bold. There's no other way to frame it. Just bold-faced, demonically lying to everybody. The hospital is full of the unvaccinated. Nobody ever tests to see whether anybody's vaccinated or not.
Oops.
And then it turned out that out of every study, 90 to 100% of the hospitalizations post-vaccination were the vaccinated. And basically 100% of the deaths of COVID-19 were the vaccinated. You know why? Because they have AIDS. More people died of the Omicron variant than Alpha and Delta combined. So more people died of the post-vaccination, least virulent variant, Omicron, than the two most virulent variants, Delta and Alpha. More people died of Omicron than Alpha and Delta combined. Why is that? Alpha was before the vaccine. Delta was before the vaccine. And they were the most virulent variants. Why didn't nobody die of them, but everybody died of a scratchy throat and a runny nose? Because they have no immune system. Because your immune system gets mutated by this vaccination to actually create the problem and then solely attack the problem, causing inflammation, myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, the calamari found in people's veins. Undeniable, but yet if you're a Democrat in 2025, you just avoid all that. You're giving your Goebbels talking points and you stick with that. Otherwise, you are not going to be an acceptable Democrat. If you're not masked, if you don't whore the vaccinations, if you don't claim that four officers were killed on J6, just a bold-faced freaking liar, don't want to deport child rapists, you have to be anti-deporting child rapists to qualify as Democratic Party member now in 2025. Let me show you this. Sherry video. $1 trillion taxpayer dollars were stolen. Get this, Aaron. Stolen during the pandemic. Where did it all go? Play for me.
We have an internal threat, but you also mentioned transnational fraud rings, terrorist organizationals, nations, nation states, North Korea, nuclear weapons programs funded by our tax dollars, China, Nigeria, Iran, Romania, Russia, not our friends necessarily that are being funded by taxpayer dollars. Could you give us some examples of how this is happening?
God, when you think about what happened during the pandemic, $1 trillion was stolen. 70% of that money went overseas. And I can give you some examples. In a Western state, they had more people applying for unemployment insurance benefits than they had individuals over 18. The people that were stealing the money from Romania were using it to facilitate other fraud schemes that include fentanyl, that include doing things to impact our democracy. On the insider threat, right, the first thing you have to say, and my dad was a public servant, is 99% of people that work in the public sector are honest, hardworking individuals. But there are some. And what you need is data and technology to root that out. There were examples during the pandemic. There were some examples even of last week where people got into the Medicaid system in a Western state and stole $50 million in less than 4 months. So you have to have these controls in place, right? These aren't individual stealing, Mr. Cloud. These are organized criminal groups, both domestic and transnational.
So who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 billion, and you don't know who got the money?
The loan went to the loans go to the central banks, and they then put them out to their institutions to try to bring down short-term interest rates in dollar markets around the world.
Well, let's start with which central banks got the money.
There are 14 of them, which are listed in our. I'm sure they're listed in here somewhere.
All right. So, who actually made that decision to hand out $1 trillion that way? $500 billion. Who made that decision?
The Federal Open Market Committee.
Okay. And was it done at one time or in a series of meetings?
A series of meetings.
And under what legal authority?
We have a longstanding legal authority to do swaps with other central banks. It's not an emergency authority of any kind.
Anything specific about it?
Do you know the... My counsel says Section 14 of the Federal Reserve Act.
Federal Reserve Act. So I want everybody to understand this. So $1 trillion, remember what a trillion is 1,000 billions, disappeared during COVID-19, half of which went to 14 central banks under Ben Shalom, hint, hint, Bernanke. Weird. It went into 14 central banks, not American. So again, this goes into the whole NGO philosophy here, where all of our taxpayer dollars go to the Fed to do cash swaps that they profit off of that we don't. How does the Fed allow to have our tax dollars to begin with? Why was the Fed ever formed in 1913? To steal our money and put it into the central bank Jewish system. And if you don't comply, you get bombed. Iran bombed, Russia bombed.
Libya
bombed.
Iraq
bombed. Yeah. If you don't, you're like, Tom's anti-Semite? No, I'm just a truth teller. Was this foreign, is this a Jewish banking system hooked in with London banking system? Yes. Is it all a Jewish thing? No. Is there a heavy Jewish presence? Yes. And lo and behold, if you do not comply with the central bank IMF system, you get the crap bombed out of you. And United States troops stationed there and ships off your coast. That's weird, isn't it? Wonder why it is that we're always having the dog wagged by Israel. And then $1 trillion just disappears during COVID. Wait a minute. Oh, you know what? I was always wondering. We spent $7 trillion on COVID. Remember that? And by the way, we have never gone back to pre-COVID expenditure. We raised all of our debts and deficits and our spending because of this existential threat to your life of a 0.1% death virus. We raised all of our spending to prevent everybody from getting a virus with a 0.1% death rate. And we've never gone back to pre-pandemic spending. Why would that be? Because it was never meant to be.
Yep.
It was always supposed to be. That's funnel money to the rich to the London banking system, to the Jewish banking system, to the Democratic Party via NGOs. $1 trillion disappeared into the wind with the 14 central banks in a cash swap. But don't worry, it was all approved by the Federal Market Committee, which is part of the freaking Fed. And why are our taxpayer dollars going to a private entity to begin with? No. And by some of it, don't worry, you know, 70% of it went overseas. Okay, we spent $7 trillion on COVID, right? But they've only been able to find $800 million that was ever spent on COVID. Tom, you just said $7 trillion spent on COVID. You just have to listen. I have to speak in an illogical way to talk about illogical things. $7 trillion was spent on the response to COVID-19. But they can only find $800 billion that was spent on COVID. And that was all the wasteful spending sent to people to not work. Then people love that too, the ones on the left. Loved it. And then the COVID caving pastors, the CCCs, the COVID caving clergy members, they loved it too because they could do nothing all week and then get paid normally.
Yep.
And then their PPP money. So that's the $800 billion, all they can find out of the $7 trillion that was spent on COVID. Only $800 billion was mailed out to lazy Americans to not work. Weird, isn't it? And I know there's exceptions to that. If you're one of them, you're the exception. Don't take it personal. Because if you had your business forced, you had your business closed against your will, then obviously you may have had to take some of that money. But regardless, you may have been in a COVID totalitarian state like Washington and Oregon or California.
Yep.
But anyway, so I've always wondered, where in the world did it go? Well, we found a trillion, Aaron.
Oh.
I always wondered where the rest of the $6.2 trillion went. I was just curious. Well, we just found, don't worry, we found a trillion of it. And a lot of it went to Romania to manufacture fentanyl. Isn't that great?
Great.
Isn't that fantastic that that's what happened? And like, you know, last week they determined that that another foreign entity had hacked into our Medicare system, of course, in a Western state, which enabled it on purpose because, again, Western state governors, Oregon, Washington, Gavin Newsom, California, they don't recognize America as a sovereign nation. They look at us as a global state. So they don't care about just giving our money to all these foreign entities. Same thing with the Fed. The Fed is hooked into the Jewish banking system, hooked into the London banking system, hooked into the IMF. So they don't care. They're not trying to help Americans. They're looking for an excuse to line their own pockets and personally profit with their cash swaps. We've been longstanding precedent has enabled us to conduct these cash swaps with foreign entities. Oh, really? My cash dollars? I mean, my tax dollars? I never approved that. Will you?
Nope.
Okay. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. But you know what? You're a Democrat on Capitol Hill. Don't touch that glorious system. Don't touch it. It works so well. $7 trillion into the wind. Gone. But don't worry, we got fentanyl out of it. In Romania.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, 10:20, that's good. I really want to stop at 10:10 and I didn't make it. And I didn't make it past anything vaccination. I knew I wouldn't. That, man, that was an hour and 16 minutes pure vaccine. I hope you didn't get bored. 1863 watching. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Love you guys that are watching. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. I got to tell you this. You got to stick around for the post game. It's short. Most of it's fun. There's some serious stuff in it, but most of it's fun. You got to stick around for the last video because it's one of those slips and fall videos. It's the funniest one I've ever seen. I literally just absolutely busted out laughing, watching. I watched it twice all the way through. It's so freaking funny. It's the best one I've ever seen. Rumble Rants tonight. Jules, 21 hours. Keeps blessing me. Thank you so much. $20. Christopher Arnott, $20. Thank you so much. Hefner, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Love you guys in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night for the Friday night special. There's a special? No, but it's Friday night. Friday night special. Short show. Short show Friday.
Short show.
Short show Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you.